What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. And if you're wondering why the sound is not what you normally expect, Spectrum is still behaving very poorly here in Hawaii. So we're doing the radio show over the phone lines. And while we work out some solutions, and John Stadmiller called me earlier today, they're working on a couple of solutions there. I'm working on a couple of solutions out here as well. Obviously, because I can't route this phone through my regular audio mixer, we're not doing Bammuser. And Bammuser has notified me that they are getting out of the video streaming business. They're now catering business to business at greatly increased prices, and I can't. So we're looking for a solution to that. But first, we got to fix the bandwidth problem, find out what's going on with Spectrum. And just as an experiment today, I did type Spectrum sucks into a search engine, and boy, did I get all these pages about just how terrible the service is. Again, going back to downdetector.com, all these complaints coming in. People are actually having their businesses suffer harm, because their internet has become unreliable. It's become very, very slow. Now, New York did, in fact, sue Comcast, Charter Communications, Spectrum, whatever name they were going by, for failing to deliver the bandwidth that was advertised. And I guess it was a false advertising lawsuit. We need to get that going in all the 49 other states, because this is absolutely unacceptable for a company to promise you a certain degree of performance, take your money, and then fail to deliver consistently. So I'm a little angry and upset about it, but we are going to soldier on here using the regular phone line. So today is Wednesday, November 29th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another crazy weekend here. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We can still take phone calls and have our little discussion. Now, this whole sexual misconduct thing has spun completely out of control, and people's lives are being ruined over mere allegations. And apparently NBC just fired Matt Lauer over a sexual misconduct allegations. The only complaint that's ever been filed against him in his 20 years, but they said, oh, we got to take this seriously. No proof, no evidence, and they fired him. Same thing with Garrison Keillor. Now, he used to be the host of a Prairie Home Companion, for those of you who listen to that, and he's been fired by Minnesota Public Radio over allegations of improper behavior. Same through Jeffrey Rush. The actor has been accused of inappropriate behavior. Now, maybe something happened and maybe it didn't, but until you know for a fact, you shouldn't just be firing people and wrecking their lives, especially given the number of false claims of sexual harassment that we're seeing emerge from the current brouhaha around Judge Roy Moore. So we have to be very careful. An allegation is not proof. An allegation is not a conviction. And we do know there are people who will make these allegations to boost their careers, to get rid of a competitor, to maybe extort some hush money, or just revenge for some imagined slight. So it is getting out of control. Now, over at Project Veritas, they have scored again with their hidden video cameras, and apparently this Washington Post reporter was caught on tape admitting this story about Trump and Russia is just nonsense. And he's saying maybe it doesn't even exist. There's nothing there. Meanwhile, a 12-page protocol agreement between the governments of the United States and Russia concerning the management and disposition of plutonium bears former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's signature and dovetails several other agreements made in August and September of 2000. Now, that's going back a long ways, and I guess it was assumed that Bill and Hillary Clinton presumed that President Gore would cover for them as they move forward on this deal to sell control over one-fifth of our uranium to Rosatom. And then, of course, there was that whole debacle in Florida, and George Bush won, and they had to wait until Obama got into office to move forward on the deal. So this has been cooking for a very, very long time. Now, John McCain has uncharacteristically come on out criticizing Hillary Clinton and saying that he's sick of her whining, aren't we all? And he's saying, what's the point? She needs to get over it. Well, the point may be that she's not ready to give up. We certainly saw indications of that following the election. She was riling up Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and they were going to take the country by force if they had to. They were going to drive Donald Trump and Mike Pence out of the Oval Office. Seems to have cooled down a little bit, but yeah, Hillary is not really showing herself to be one to forgive and forget what has been going on over there. Getting on back to that Trump-Russia dossier, more and more articles are coming on out saying there's nothing there. It is completely unbelievable. And a very good analysis came out of Investment Watch blog, basically saying that if, in point of fact, Putin had compromised Donald Trump and had him under his control, that would be the biggest state secret of all. And nobody was going to give that away. Nobody's going to tell this Chris Steele, oh yeah, we're able to blackmail the U.S. president. So basically, Steele was making it up to get his money. And he was paid by, in turn, the Democratic National Committee, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and then apparently later on, the FBI. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Paul Craig Roberts has a very alarming article out that says, can't you see the war on the horizon? And he's starting off by talking about the reports in the British press that Russian President Putin has instructed Russia's industries to prepare themselves to be able to make a quick switch to war production, which seems prudent given the aggressions of the United States. And Paul Craig Roberts is saying the Russian government would not make such an announcement unless it was convinced the prospect of war with the West was very, very real. So we're edging closer and closer to a full-on real World War III because our government can't think of anything better to do. They can't fix the economy, can't fix the infrastructure. They don't want to accept responsibility for decades of bad management. So let's just start a war. We'll blow it all up and then nobody will know who's to blame here. Another article, this one coming out of Global Research, the American dream has been irreparably broken. And they're talking about a quote from Senator Fulbright's book, The Arrogance of Power, where he talks about even back in the 1960s, he was starting to see the decline of the American character, where we lost our moral compass. We've talked about that before. And he says, ever since the end of World War II, the so-called American dream has morphed into the American nightmare. Jobs offshore, outsourced, the middle class forced down into the lower class, the growth of bloated U.S. military positions around the world, and its position as enforcer of the U.S. government right to expropriate resources globally, to which it has no moral right. We're the bad guys. More and more people are starting to say that, and I know you don't want to hear it, but that's what's going on. Now then, getting on over to the war zones, Syria. The Syrian army has eliminated the ISIS-held pocket in the Euphrates Valley. There's just, you know, all the major bases have been cleaned out. There's just a few of these little tiny groups that are still hiding out in various areas, and they're all being hunted down. And apparently the government is going to focus on liberating the last ISIS-held town in the pocket, Qurayya. And that will basically clean ISIS out of the Euphrates. And again, you have Russia is saying it's time for the United States to leave. You have Syria saying it's time for the United States to leave. ISIS is gone. Even giving Sekhdef Mattis the benefit of the doubt that the UN resolution against ISIS is all the authorization the U.S. needs to be in Syria, if ISIS is gone, that authorization doesn't apply. The U.S. government does not have a legal or moral right to be there. Russia was invited in. Iran was invited in. Syria did not invite or give permission for the United States to be carrying out military operations inside Syria. Now, apparently, Ammar Waghaf, head of the British-based Middle East-focused think tank, basically came on out. He's the director of Gnosos, said that Syria's become a focal point, that the Western players' presence in Syria is really all about being aimed at Iran. We've got to weaken Iran. We've got to drag Iran down. And certainly we've been hearing that from Netanyahu over the last couple of weeks about how Iran is in Syria and Iran is coming to get us all. But interestingly enough, Israel's own defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, flatly contradicted Netanyahu, saying that there are no Iranian military forces in Syria, saying that there are some experts and advisors, but there is no Iranian military inside Syria. So it may be another indicator of Netanyahu's declining political fortunes. Now, here's an interesting story. It came out a couple of days ago here at Zero Hedge. There is a report that Putin has approached both Netanyahu and Assad to make some kind of a deal to tone down this war, to tone it all down, to make it go away. And if, in fact, Iran does not have military forces in Syria, then there doesn't need to be a 40-kilometer demilitarized zone. Now, this could just be propaganda out there, but again, it doesn't seem to serve any purpose. So it might well be true. Now, do you remember that big stink a while ago where Poland wanted to buy the Russian S-400 air defense system? Let me do a message here to... we can't do BAM user today because I can't get the audio in, audio out from the phone into my regular mixer. And again, because BAM user is about to go away, it doesn't seem worth the effort to try and get it to work. So, no, we're not on BAM user. So anyway, back to Poland and the S-400. And remember, the head of NATO came on in and said, if you don't buy the American system, then there's going to be consequences. And so Poland apparently called off the deal with Russia for the S-400. They're buying the Patriot missile system from the United States in what amounts basically to be a bribe to the U.S. government to stay friends. It's all about the money. It's all about the weapon sales. It's all about business. Here's another article about the same thing. This is from 112 International. Nothing personal, just business. U.S. already supplying arms to Ukraine. And basically, President Trump is looking at signing a new defense law, which will provide $50 million to grant Ukraine lethal defensive weapons. Well, if you're up close and personal, it's kind of hard to tell the difference between offensive and defensive. Lethal is lethal. And Kiev continues to hope the Pentagon will use these funds for its intended purpose, and Ukraine will finally get access to modern weapons of the United States. That, in turn, of course, would lead to a bloodbath, because apparently a member of the Ukrainian parliament, Yevgeny Rybchinsky, compared the inhabitants of Donbass with cockroaches and proposed, apparently seriously, to destroy them with dichlorovos, which is a poison used for insect infestation. This guy wrote this on his Facebook page. I'm not interested in the life of cockroaches. Even if a million of them are born in my kitchen, this will not mean the kitchen will belong to them. That's pretty tough talk, bordering on genocide. Now, apparently, the U.S. was caught flying yet another spy plane, a Poseidon reconnaissance aircraft, over the Black Sea, heading to the Russian territories, just probing, seeing where the gaps are, and discovered there is no gap there because Russia scrambled a Sukhoi 30 fighter jet that basically came on up to the surveillance aircraft, buzzed it, and at that point the surveillance aircraft turned off and flew away. So everybody's rattling their sabers out there. Now, Tom Friedman, supposedly liberal columnist for the New York Times, and the imperial messenger of the U.S. establishment. This guy's a piece of work. He was the leading cheerleader for the illegal and criminal invasion of Iraq in 2003 that set the Middle East on this course of bloodshed, destruction, starvation, famine, cholera, horror. This guy called the invasion of Iraq the most radical, liberal, revolutionary war the U.S. has ever launched. And this is the same guy who's now out there glorifying Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince bin Salman, who is a war criminal based on what he's been doing in Yemen. So I guess to work in the corporate media, you have to be able to change your mind six times a day, certainly more often than you're changing your underwear. Now, Britain's secret role in Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen has been exposed. Apparently, somebody accidentally leaked out some photos and videos that proved that the British Army is training Saudi Arabian troops to fight in Yemen, when Saudi Arabia has been accused of committing crimes against humanity. And apparently up to 50 British military personnel have been teaching battlefield skills to soldiers who will be deployed in this war. Now, thousands of civilians have already been killed in bombing raids. An estimated 1 million children are facing starvation and serious illness. And obviously Britain is an accessory to all of that and is being held up to the world for shame, as well as it should. Now, Turkish military announced Tuesday it bombarded over 40 positions of the Kurdistan Workers' Party in northern Salmanaya province. And the airstrikes were launched in the Assos region near the mountainous border with Turkey. And apparently they killed 12 PKK militants in the process. So everybody's bombing everybody. So let's talk about North Korea's ballistic missile. Everybody's trying to make a big deal about that. North Korea test launched a ballistic missile yesterday, their longest reaching missile yet. It flew 2,800 miles straight up, way above where the space station is orbiting, and came back down and crashed into the ocean. It hit water. Didn't hit anything but water. But they're out there screaming, oh my goodness, it hit Japan's exclusionary economic zone or some such nonsense to make it look like it's a big deal. Well, countries fire test missiles all the time. That's part of making sure they're going to work. But the important part about this new test is this is North Korea's longest range missile, and it's capable of hitting all of the U.S. mainland, including the East Coast. And we'll be able to carry a nuclear weapon when North Korea succeeds in miniaturizing one. So I would say North Korea is now off the list of to be invaded countries by the U.S. government. Because the U.S. government only attacks nations unable to fight back, like Yemen, Somalia, Syria, and they didn't even do all that well in Syria. And that may explain Donald Trump's rather tepid reaction to the missile launch, where he came out and had a press conference and said, we'll take care of it. That was it, the sum and substance of it. You know, we'll take care of it. I think Kim Jong-un rolled the dice, betting that he could get his nuclear deterrent put together before the U.S. could find an excuse to invade. And it looks like he's won. So the U.S. can scream weapons of mass destruction all they want, but Kim Jong-un is out there saying, we're only building these because of U.S. aggression, the U.S. being the only country in history to actually use a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And more we're just seeing these other countries, these other governments, are just sick and tired of America's wars. And they're sick and tired of the lies. Because the wars, plural, is not only costing the American economy, it's costing the global economy. We're going to take a break now for some commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and grab your paper and pencil, because if you'd like to help out Republic Broadcasting stay on the air and deal with all of these frustrating technical issues, the postal address to send a check, money order, box tops, Christmas cards is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, and that's in the city of Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in and give a credit card or debit card number, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. All right, let's go on over to the phones here right now. Dave in Hungary, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'd like to get some speculative commentary from any of the members of your listening audience who are so inclined on kind of bizarre situation that developed a few days ago. It's just a rumor to why the source of a Thanksgiving pie is apparently given equal news time and focus to the situation in North Korea and several other countries.
Okay, Dave, Dave, can you speak a little bit louder? I'm having trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry, I'm speaking into a computer. I'll say this a little bit more slowly. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
All right. I'd like to invite some speculative commentary from members of your listening audience regarding a kind of bizarre situation that developed a few days ago in which the source of a Thanksgiving pie was given approximately equal news time by the major networks to the situation in North Korea and a number of other fairly serious stories. I just like to get some commentary on that. It seems that like people are getting, the major news networks are focusing on some ridiculously trivial matters. I mean, I have.
Hey, you got to speak up. I'm sorry, you keep fading.
All right, I'll speak a little bit louder. Are you hearing me now?
Just barely.
Ah, Jesus. All right, let me turn up the gain on this. Sorry about this, Mike. Okay, I'll run through this again. This is kind of ruining the effect. I have absolutely no doubt that Sarah Huckabee Sanders actually baked the pie. However, it was the wrong shape. Everybody knows pi are squared. She ought to ditch the cookbook and consult an algebra text. That's all I got to say, Mike. All right.
Okay, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go here because I really am having difficulty understanding you. Let's switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hi.
He called from Hungary, like the country?
That's what he claimed. I don't know.
Hey, at least they got a deal going with the Russians, huh?
Yes.
Making economic deals, and then if Poland wants to be that much of a bunch of wusses and buy the, you know, the Patriot system, which is like a lesser anti, you know, aircraft weapon than the S-400, and it's probably more expensive too, they got the raw deal, Mike. Doesn't hurt Russia to just sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, they will, but you know, I think the reason they came down hard on Poland is they saw it as the beginning of a trend where the Syrian war has given Russia an opportunity to actually show its weapons in a real combat environment, and they have performed splendidly, as opposed to Donald Trump's cruise missile attack against that Syrian airbase, where half the cruise missiles missed the target completely. So no amount of fancy brochures or advertising is going to overcome that. People are going to want the most bang for their buck. And yeah, Russia's armaments industry is doing very, very well. The American military-industrial complex is resorting to arm-twisting and politics to try and get people to keep buying its products.
But that's all we have, Mike. That's where the economy is in. You know, it's a warfare state. You know, unfortunately, that's toward the end of an empire. That's it, Mike. We have nothing else to offer. We talked about this before. Nothing else to offer the rest of the world. We don't make anything. The British don't make anything. The French really
yep.
don't make anything, not enough to keep their economies propped up except for weapons. The British are the number one sellers to Saudi Arabia next to the U.S., I believe. So, I mean, yeah, that's all they got to offer, Mike. It's sad. You know, hey, Mike, on North Korea, it's checkmate. We're not going to do anything against them. You know,
I don't think we are. Unless they go on in and do a decapitation strike on the North Korean capital and just take out all their command and government structure. But I'm sure by now North Korea has dispersed their nuclear warheads and their other missiles. They've got a credible deterrent. And I think Kim Jong-un has won his gamble. Anyway, Dustin, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
America, welcome back to our show here, and let's see. I think we still had some other callers on the line here, if I could get a relist from Mike. Meanwhile, in response to the North Korea missile test, James Imhoff, or Jim Inhofe, is now saying we need an increased missile defense system in light of the new North Korea missile test. And he's out there saying, we've got to spend more money. We've got to have a missile defense system. Really, I thought we had one. Remember all that money Reagan spent on the Strategic Defense Initiative? That supposedly bought us a missile defense system, the one they were testing when they accidentally shot down TWA 800. I mean, if the Aegis standard missiles don't work and the Patriot doesn't work, if THAAD isn't a deterrent, building more of the same isn't going to help. This is just grabbing more money to pour into the military-industrial complex. North Korea is not going to haul off and attack anybody with a nuclear missile unless they themselves are attacked. That's the whole point of a nuclear deterrent. You don't throw that away. You sit on it, you keep it, you maintain it, you take care of it, because it sends a message. Invading my country will cost you more than it is worth. So they're trying to make another big issue about North Korea, saying about how, well, the missile could easily strafe target. It could accidentally hit a neighbor. Now, remember, a couple of days ago, North Korea came out with a statement saying none of the other countries in the area have anything to fear from North Korea. Japan doesn't, China doesn't, Taiwan doesn't. They have nothing to fear because the only reason North Korea embarked on this course of nuclear missiles was to deter an invasion by the United States of America, and nobody else has anything to worry about. So now it's, well, they might come down accidentally. They could accidentally hit one of our friends, and that's why we have to take their missiles away. Which is kind of interesting because apparently Russia just dumped a big one, a Soyuz rocket, carrying a Russian weather satellite and 18 microsatellites, and right now it's at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. And nobody's screaming about, oh, we've got to take rockets away from Russia because they might accidentally come down and hit something. Remember when Skylab fell out of orbit? Don't worry, it'll hit the ocean. No, it hit Australia. Killed some sheep. Well, you know, these things happen. It's just, you know, these things happen. But with North Korea, everything they do is being turned into a provocation to justify an invasion and an attack, which at this point would be very foolhardy. With a demonstrated capacity to hit the mainland United States, thank goodness they won't be thinking about hitting us here in Hawaii. That changes the equation. The United States government does not make war on nations that can actually fight back. Look at the last 16 years. It's all these little, tiny, impoverished nations with all kinds of undeveloped mineral resources and wealth. And the U.S. goes on in and whoops them around and stands there saying, look how butch we are. We went on in and we gave Somalia what for. And we're helping Saudi Arabia, or we're telling Saudi Arabia to give Yemen what for. And we're going to pretend that Syria never happened, of course. But look, we gave Libya what for. None of those countries had a nuclear deterrent. That's why they got invaded. Kim Jong-un was right. We have seen what happens when countries give up their nuclear deterrent. Libya gave up their nuclear weapon program on the assurance that they'd be left alone. They got invaded. Saddam gave up his chemical weapons on the promise he would not be invaded. He got invaded. Same thing with Syria and Assad. Assad gave up his chemical weapons, and the U.S. came on in and started trying to take Assad out. So that's basically the pattern. And Kim Jong-un is smart enough to realize it. If he surrenders his weapons, it's like rolling out the red carpet for the U.S. government to walk on in and take over the place. And remembering how badly the North Koreans suffered at the start of the Korean War, they don't want to go through that again. Now, here's an article, and we've talked about this subject before. This is over at Global Research up in Canada. And basically, we've all been sold on this idea that ISIS is a bunch of terrorists. They're out of control. They're terrifying terrorists. They're coming to get us. They're going to kill Santa Claus this year. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. But more and more, it's obvious that ISIS is actually a geopolitical tool of the U.S. government. We know the U.S. has been supplying both ISIS and Al-Qaeda with weapons and other material support in Syria. And who knows where all else. And every time the U.S. thinks they need a reason to invade someplace, ISIS conveniently shows up. They're talking about escalating in Afghanistan. Oh, well, we have to. All of a sudden, there's ISIS all over Afghanistan. Remember when relations with the Philippines were destroyed by Obama going on down and telling Duterte, you know, go easy on the drug smugglers? And Duterte said, you mind your own business. This is our country. And just ended the relations, and Philippines started pivoting toward China, and all of a sudden ISIS shows up. Oh, the U.S. is going to have to invade. Fortunately, the Philippine army was able to make short work of the ISIS terrorists, for lack of a better word. China may have helped, but that's the pattern. ISIS is this cardboard cutout of a terrorist that the U.S. just plants in the middle of a country they want to invade. Oh, we got to invade. ISIS is there. War on terror, you know. And Western think tanks are trying to come up with a narrative to explain why ISIS is just spreading all across Southeast Asia. Next we're going to be told they're in North Korea. That may be the excuse. Oh, ISIS is in North Korea. Now we have to invade. Golly gee shuckies. Let's see. Okay, now then. Over at the United Nations, and I think they're getting tired of all of this stuff, Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday released a report critical of Israel and their violations of Lebanon's sovereignty and Hezbollah's continued armed presence in Lebanon. And I think the criticism of Hezbollah may have been an attempt to pacify Israel by making the report look balanced, but Hezbollah basically has been the sole protector of Lebanon from Israel's invasions. And Israel hasn't given up the dream of conquering Lebanon, at least up to the Litani River, and eventually as part of Eretz Israel. Now, we have talked many times before about how U.S. aid, your tax dollars to Israel, is actually illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. And now, there is a lawsuit that's been filed by Grant Smith, the director of the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, pointing on out that back in 1976, Congress passed the International Security Assistance and Arms Export Control Act, which also bans U.S. financial aid to non-signatories of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that possess nuclear weapons. So there's three laws that the U.S. government is in violation of when they send your money to Israel. Now, apparently, Netanyahu is feeling the heat over his corruption charges, and apparently the Knesset did go ahead and vote through this new law. It's called the Netanyahu Law, which retroactively protects Prime Minister Netanyahu from these ongoing investigations. And basically, the bill protects all elected officials from such investigations. And the bill intends to forbid police from recommending charges be brought in their investigations. In other words, they've effectively admitted, yeah, Netanyahu did it, but we're not going to do anything about it. So, there we are. Now, apparently, there's been another attack on the Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli settlers. They stormed the compound, and apparently a lot of violence committed by Israeli forces and the settlers against the Palestinian people. That's one of the really tragic things about this. When the Israeli settlers attack the mosque and try and vandalize it, the Israeli police help them, and they beat up the Palestinians who are just there to worship. And apparently 52 settlers and an archaeologist forced their way into the holy site through the Bab al-Maghribah under tight protection of several groups of Israeli soldiers and special police forces. And the settlers performed acts deemed provocative to Palestinians in the mosque courtyard. So they're trying to provoke a reaction. I remember this movie, Kingdom of Heaven. Ridley Scott directed it. And he's a good director. I regret I never got a chance to work with him. But there's one point at the end when Salahuddin is negotiating with Balian for the surrender of the city of Jerusalem. And Balian says, if you try and take this city by force, we'll destroy it all. Every rock, every stone that makes men mad, we will just burn it to the ground. And Salahuddin says, I wonder if that might not be the best thing. Because it is this little tiny piece of land has just inspired, for lack of a better word, so much hate and anger. Okay, let's take a phone call. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Google, 220 Marines land at Langley, Virginia, CIA headquarters. What's that all about?
I think it's a hoax. There was no confirmation of
it really
whatsoever. They're trying to make a big deal out of these large number of sealed indictments, except that if you go to the actual court records, the indictments may be sealed, but most of them actually have the names of the litigants on them. And so contrary to the rumor that's being circulated around the net, they're not all involving a pedophile ring or the Clintons or so forth and so on. A lot of indictments are handed down sealed. Until they're unsealed, there's really not much you can say about them, just that they're out there. And just like an allegation of sexual harassment, an indictment is not proof, it's not conviction, it's merely saying that you're going to be charged and have your day in court.
But you think the Marines actually did land there and go in there?
No, I found no confirmation of it whatsoever.
Okay, anyway, I was reading it, and I was snooping around and thinking, you know, anyway, just something about it, okay.
Well, you need to understand right now, in an effort to try and destroy the credibility of the independent media, there are a whole bunch of new websites that have been set up with very, important sounding names like, you know, Liberty News, thus and such, and they're hoax sites. And what they do is they're trying to feed these baited stories onto the net in the hope that they'll be picked up and copied by websites. So that the corporate media can say, well, look, over there at thus and such blog, you know, they're talking about this story, and it's already been discredited, so you can't really listen to anything that they say and believe it. And it's a propaganda technique called poisoning the well, but you have to be very, very careful about, you know, where this information is coming from and where its original source is. There are, unfortunately, too many bloggers who will see that story floating around in their email, and they'll just add it to their blog without digging back, you know, following the trail to the source and checking out the source. Okay? Okay, he hung up. All right, now then. We were talking the other week about this submarine that vanished off the coast of Argentina. And the story is coming out, albeit slowly. After a few days went by, the Argentine military reported that there had been an event detected on the hydrophones. And now we're getting the story that there was a final message which reported an onboard fire and that water had been flooding into the submarine through the snorkel when the sub was charging batteries. And he said the water entered through the ventilation system to a battery connection tray and caused a short circuit and the beginning of a fire. And in addition to that, if they're your basic lead-acid batteries and you get salt water into them, they start producing chlorine gas. And you can gas your crew before you even know what's going on. So mechanical failure, because the snorkels on subs do have floats and valves on them, so that if there's a heavy wave, they'll close off and not let the water in there. But apparently that malfunction, and at this point it's obvious the crew is definitely lost, and that is really a bit of a shame. Okay. Now then, talking about the economy. As you know, Jerome Powell has been nominated by President Trump to be the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he's released the text of remarks that he's basically delivering at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Banking Committee. And Powell said he expected the central bank to continue raising its benchmark interest rate and trimming its balance sheet under his leadership. But he had some pointed comments over deregulation, economic stability, and the plunge protection team. It's nice that they're actually starting to talk about that. But he had this odd quote from the middle of his prepared remarks, saying that the Fed will respond with force to threats to the nation's stability. And I'm not exactly sure what he means by that, but it's kind of an inappropriate thing, I think, for a banker to be saying, and that's exactly what his job is going to be. Chairman of the Federal Reserve, it's still private central banking here. Now, here's another very strange story that came on out. And as you know, Russia has been building up their gold reserves, that they see it as essential to preserving their national security. And apparently, one of the Russia's officials warned the U.S. against confiscating Russian gold reserves, saying it would be tantamount to a financial war or economic violence, And everybody's saying, what the heck was going on? But apparently the concern in Russia is that a new round of sanctions against Russia by Washington, D.C., might include orders to seize and confiscate Russian assets held outside of Russia itself, gold bullion they have in other banks. And apparently they think this is a very credible and viable threat, and they may be right when you look at how our government plays fast and loose with gold, along with the Fed, the New York Fed, and these other gold depositories. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. And interestingly enough, the state of Alaska has just signed a gas pipeline project with China. And the agreement Alaska Governor Bill Walker signed last Thursday in Beijing with Sinopec, China Investment Corporation, and the Bank of China does not guarantee the pipeline will be built, but it gives the lingering liquefied natural gas project a jolt of life. And they're saying the market seems to be responding to the possibility of this pipeline. What an amazing engineering project that would be, a pipeline from Alaska to China. I know they've been talking about a tunnel for quite some time. I just hope they build the pipeline so it's leak-proof. Because certainly so many of the pipelines that have been built recently seem to be just cheap, shoddy construction, lesser grade material, substandard, and that's why we're hearing about all these leaks all over the place. It's all about profit. When we were talking, when I was talking with John Stedmiller about my problems with Spectrum, and he said, the problem is that large corporations are not investing money back in their own infrastructure. They're just profit taking. They're taking the money, putting it in their pocket. And that, too, is a symptom of descent into economic fascism. Now, getting on over to Britain and Europe, the European Union could add post-Brexit Britain to its tax haven blacklist unless it cleans up its act. And apparently the EU is pushing this issue for more pressure on Britain, saying that if you leave, if Brexit goes forward, we're going to put you on our tax haven blacklist. And that would result in a slowdown of economic activity between Britain and the rest of Europe. So the EU is going to publish their list of tax havens on December 5th, and basically saying, using the EU's own criteria, Britain and five other EU countries would find themselves on the list if the criteria were applied to them. So we'll see what's going on there. Now, to immigration, the migrant problem, here's another article. This is out of Russia Today. 43% of the unaccompanied underage migrants in Germany turn out to be adults. 43%. Out of a total of 55,890 asylum seekers claiming to be under the age of 18 and being treated as juveniles by German authorities, 24,116 were officially over the age of 18 and legally adults, according to Die Welt. So, in some German cities, the proportion of false underage migrants appears to be even higher. In Hamburg, for example, 47% claiming to be minors turned out to be of adult age. 49%. Again, there's the music. Time for us to do station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.